God is taking care of everything for us. He's really working. And, no, we're not, people that are weary in well doing. No, we're strong in well doing. When we receive the sound doctrine from the heavenly being spoken and encouraged, you know, our whole life changed. You know, we've had wonderful sharings and teachings through the years, you know, wonderful doctrine. We've learned some really great stuff, but like when God is giving, when we're letting God energize us, then it's just right on. It's right on the money for the person, for the people, for the individuals. And we also start to develop and start to get that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful. You know, I'm so thankful for my minister, Mr. Sangat Baines, because like if it wasn't for his stand, and he took a lot of criticism over the years, you know, for what he was sharing, but the results. And we look for results. We look for the fruit, you know, the things that are going to produce, the things that are going to benefit not only us, but the people that hear us. You know, our job is to speak forth the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the gospel, the good news is the power of God unto wholeness, unto salvation, wholeness in every area, well-being in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, in our finances, in our relationship, in our ministering. You know, God has really put everything together for us. You know, we're complete in Christ. It's already done. But we got to give. We got to give of ourselves, of what God's given to us. And God set everything up for us to give, so there was something that he could receive, that we can receive back in great abundance and in multitude and, you know, increase. Because God is about increase. God is about multiplication. God is about adding, saving, delivering. And so when we walk with God, then we really shine. You know, we're not manufacturing. We're not thinking, I got to say this scripture, that scripture. God brings to mind what we need to say in the time we need to say it. And it has massive impact. It changed my whole life. Again, when I reconnected Pastor Sangat in 2020, in March of 2020, got caught in the lockdown. I had that wonderful time, those couple of weeks with Sangat in his home, and just listening to, you know, there was nothing major put on because no one could do anything because everyone was locked in. But I had great time with God and I had great time with Sangat, and God was really showing me, do everything this man says. And I said to God, well, what about if he's wrong? And God just said, just do what this man's encouraging. And that was like a command to my heart. And I received it so happily. I said, yes, Lord, I'll do it. And when I come back, I just started to implement what was being encouraged. I wasn't doting about questions. I wasn't saying, well, what about this? I was taught that. I received humbly. God humbled me down. We have to be humble in a place to receive these things. We have to be willing to change, not stuck in our ways, not stuck in our comfort zones or the things that we hold too dear. But what is God saying? What is God saying now? You know, and as we receive these things and move with it, we got to move. You know, we got to move. We can't just listen all the time. There's got to be some action for us to take. We're to receive the word, retain the word, release the word on a daily basis, you know. And that might just be getting up, making your coffee, taking care of your family, taking care of the bills, going to work, whatever you do. But God's involved in everything that we do. And we're available to God. It's just making yourself available to God. And making those decisions with God, like I want to put these things to work. So when I went to India, it was, God was working in my heart to really prove the things. So I'm seeing the results. I'm seeing all this massive growth. I'm seeing all the poor people in India become very prosperous, more prosperous than us, right? In our living, on the finances also, because it's very important. And people think you're just after money when you start mentioning finances, but it's the most foundational and beginning point for everyone. And because it's a trust thing with God, we're walking by faith. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. And when you are practicing with God and doing it from the heart, God wants you to prove him. Prove him in the things, you know. So I said, okay, God, I'm going to prove this. If it works for the guys in India, what's being encouraged, this wonderful doctrine, this wonderful encouragement, the signs, miracles and wonders, people being raised from the dead, people being delivered, people being set free, people prospering, great outreach, great growth on a continual basis from 2006 when I first started going to India. It's just been a continuous momentum and flow and growth and development, even through difficult times, even when they had some difficult times, because we live in this world, right? But the world doesn't overshadow what God's doing in our life when we stay focused with God. So I'm thinking, right, if it works for them, if I receive it like they receive it, if I do it like they do it, then I should be getting some results. And look at the Zoom fellowship. You know, it's only a handful of people. Now God's just blessing it. There's people connecting. I started praying for laborers. God's given me many laborers now. I'm working daily, ministering the things of God, also receiving the things of God from the people that I work with, seeing the growth, seeing the change, seeing the development in each individual that turning their hearts to God. Because our job is not to get people to connect to us. It's get people to connect and walk with God. And so, you know, we are a point of contact in the earth to minister these things. We are a voice in this world, like John the Baptist was a voice in the wilderness, right? We are a voice in this world. And so we're speaking for God. We're doing it not manufactured. We're not doing it from our knowledge, but we're doing it energized by God. And when we speak those heavenly words, like I had great one-on-ones today with people, and the words were just flowing, and the person was blessed, and the people that I spoke to were blessed, because they knew that they were getting the words from God, you know, and that they were energized, like faith comes. Faith is like a higher frequency of anything, right? It lifts you up. It puts you in a mind to be focused and to do and to practice, not being distracted by the things that are in the world or in our circumstances. We're not circumstance controlled. So the point is that when you lock in to where you're being fed, like God wants us to connect to him and his son, Jesus Christ, we're already connected through that spirit of God. Then it gets you to connect to where you can be fed, where you can be encouraged. But you have to make up your mind. You're going to put this stuff to practice. No, you're going to really go for it. And then you want to see the fruit. You want to see the results. If it's from God, you will see fruit. You will see results. You will see your life change. And the confidence that I've got now is nothing compared to what I had before. I was always doubting about questions myself. Is this right? You know, I've been teaching this for years, but nothing seems to happen. Nothing seems to change. Well, God's desire is that he wants all men to be saved. He initially works with us. He builds our faith to the point that we're on his level and of understanding and what he wants us to receive. And then over time, like it's like 4 years for a lot of people that have been connecting, strength has come. You know, God has strengthened his people through the things that he's energizing. You know, we're just speaking forth, you know. And he's energizing. And those that receive the words gladly, just like they did on the day of Pentecost, they continue steadfastly. That continue steadfastly is they persevered. What? With what? The words that were being spoken. They received, they retained, and they went and done. In fact, if you want to retain what you're learning, just go and do it. Receive and do. Receive and do. There's no second questions. You know, like, when we're mature, when God is maturing us, we learn to just receive. Like when God puts something out, I don't question it. I just go and do it. Right? Connect here, Lawrence. Okay, I do it. But what about? That was my question. That was the only one question I ever asked God in that situation. And God says, just do what he's encouraging. And I've done it. And my life has prospered on the mental level, on the spiritual level, on the physical level, on the financial level, on the relationship level, on the ministry level. You know, if you're getting the same old results that you've been getting for years, you need to change something. And it's what you're hearing and what you're speaking and what you're listening to. Like God showed us about the confessions. You know, we believe in our heart and we say with our mouth, we confess unto wholeness. When you're feeling down, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. I am the head and not the tail. When everything's going wrong, I am blessed. Because God has spoken all his blessings. You are complete in Christ now to invoke that. In other words, to manifest what is in the spiritual, what Jesus Christ accomplished, we need to come into line with and say with what God is saying. It's just very, very simple. This walk is simple. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. When things become oppressive, because either we're getting wrong doctrine, we just don't understand. But what does God say? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. Who freely, you know, he's not going to tell you what for asking. He's going to show you, Father, enlighten my heart. Show me the truth. Show me the real way. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What? And he said, if you continue in my word. Well, what was his word? Was it the Old Testament scriptures? No. It was the fresh bread Cobb was giving him to speak. If you continue in this, yeah, and we know we refer to Old Testament scriptures and stuff like that, but it was the words that Cobb was giving him in that time that was bringing faith, bringing healing, bringing deliverance. And he wasn't scared of the political day either. Like over here, we've been having riots and stuff like this. You know, you've probably seen it on the news. But it doesn't faze me because I know my God is with me. And I know my God will give me words to speak if I need to speak it. If any situations I get into, he's there. And it's a great opportunity to speak the truth. It's a great opportunity to focus on the good things that God is, where the darkness is, we shine even brighter. So we're not afraid of all these things. If there's riots and everything like that, you know, God's got our backs. We just trust him. He is our source of supply. He is our sufficiency in all things. And we just do what he puts in our heart. The greatest thing I love about my connection is that my leader gets me to go to God. Now, he's not getting me to depend upon him. And, you know, I connect with my leader once a week. And it's really great. The connections are great. I've got people connect to me here once a week as well. And it's so fantastic. And everyone can share on here how it's benefited your life, right? It's God benefiting you. It's not me. It's just the connections that you're being benefited because God set that up. And then the encouragement we've been given, if you continue in that with a full heart, like, can I say to the ones here, the Bristol leaders here, like, double down on everything. Double down on what's the basic encouragement? Speak in tongues. Speak by the Spirit. Honor God with your substance. Pray for the laborers. Connect. Do those basic things. That's what you've got to keep, just keep doing that. And everything stays in the milk and honey, where everything is flowing like milk and honey, regardless of situations that come up. And then our words need to be heavenly words. You know, when you're feeling a little bit of pressure, you start saying what God says. What did the traditional Christianity say is, you know, praise him in the storm. Well, yeah, praise him in the storm. Praise him when there's a challenge. Don't say your circumstances. I haven't got enough money. I'm ill. Everything always goes wrong for me. Nothing comes through for me. Stop speaking like that. You are creating that. Your tongue is a creative force. So we start declaring what God says. I am blessed. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am blessed to be a blessing. And I'm moving with my heavenly Father. My God is sending to me the laborers from the north to the south, to the east, to the west, from all over the world. God is connecting them to me. No, they're not. Lawrence, where are they? Well, they're here on the Zoom Fellowship right now. That's been my confession, right? And so we literally take God's words. And like when I began, when I first met Sangha in 2003, there was hardly anything happening. And Sangha was kind of, you know, beginning then himself. It wasn't long. He's not long been full time. 2005, I went full time. And the first thing that he said to me in the very first time we met him in the same day, he just said, oh, now I know why God put me here. You're going to move the word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. And I've been praying for 10 years, God, give me a word. Give me something. Give me a direction. Give me a purpose. And that was it. You know, and I believe it. And we've done that. We're doing it now. It's in the process again. You know, so like God is doing the work. Like God is working for us. We've got to change the mind. We think we're working for God, but God is doing the work for us. When we go to him, when we submit to him, when we just do and execute what we're encouraged and what God's putting in our heart personally, then God does the work for us. You know, like Moses didn't part the sea. God parted the sea. You know, Jesus multiplied the bread and the fish. You know, he went to God, he gave thanks, and then he broke. He took the action. So it's when we act, it's when we do, you see the signs, miracles, and wonders following. When you honor God with your substance, you are going to get blessed. You are going to get blessed. It's a law. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, day and night, cold and winter shall not cease. Right? So it's a law. Like the law of gravity works. Right? If you jump off the roof now, you're going down. Right? You could probably break your legs or your back. It all depends how high it is. Right? But we're not so stupid. We cooperate with the law of gravity. Right? So when we cooperate with I'm not about the law of Moses. I'm not about the laws that God set up that govern everything. When we cooperate with God, then we're going to get the results of it. God says, prove me now herewith. If I will not open up the winds of heaven and pour you out a blessing, you either believe it or you don't. You're either going to do it or you don't. And like I've been sharing with a few people, when we honour God, we don't just honour God because Sandgate's encouraged it or because Lawrence has encouraged it. We honour God because we understand that's what God wants us to do and we want to do it. That's where the cheerful giving is. I want to honour my God. I want to do the thing. And the thing we got to remember is that God even gives you the seed so that you can honour him. Is when we spend that seed, is when we misuse it, then we kind of dry up, right? But when we got to do is come back, get back to it. You know, Father, help me in this area of finances. Now, money is important. Money is a friend. I'm not a lover of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. But we all need money in this world. And God showed you how to get more of it. But that's not our focus. Money is a servant, not a master. For a lot of people, money is the master. It rules them. But when you have that switch in your mind and start to realize God is the source of your supply, you know, he's the one that leads you beside the still waters. He's the one that restores your soul. He's the one that pours out his blessings upon you, right? He's the one that opens up the floodgates. He's the one that can get you what you need, regardless if no one that you know would give to you. He can still do it because God's done it many times in the past for many believers through the generations and also for me. God has always provided for me and God will always provide for me and he'll provide for you. But now God says, now you want to flourish. This is it. And that honouring God is a sweet smell, an odour to God. You know, this is a precious thing that we're doing. It's not just giving money. It's from the heart. God just loves the heart. Read Philippians 4. Read some of the Old Testament records about what that is, that fragrance. You know, it's a blessing to God's heart. He rejoices when we do it purely, not under constraint, not because we think we got to, but because we want to. When we speak in tongues, because, well, the scriptures say we're to speak in tongues and they're encouraging speaking in tongues, I better speak in tongues. It's like a clashing cymbal. It's got to be from the heart. I want to speak in tongues. Yeah, I really want to focus on speaking in tongues. And I want to speak by the Spirit. I want to let God give me the words. I don't want any of me to be in what I'm doing. I'm not doing to be something. I'm being to do something for God, that what he wants me to do. And that's it. A lot of people, a lot of Christianity, great. You know, we've all been there. I've been there myself. We dress it up. Well, I better do this. Better show people I'm doing that. And I'm doing this, so I should get this. Wrong heart. Father would lead you into what you need. Father will show you what to do. God is your father. He loves you. He's not a child abuser. He's not El Cheapo. No, he's El Shaddai, right? He's El Shaddai. He's the God of abundance. And it starts in your heart and in your mind and your humbleness. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper. Prosper. Have a good journey through life. You can't if you're broke. You can't if you're broken down in your mind. You can't if you're broken down in your heart, in your relationships. You can't prosper that way. But God says, now let me show you the way. Jesus said, I am the way. Let's follow the way. And the way is that we receive these wonderful words. Then we start to prosper in our heart and mind. We receive the words gladly, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. We continue in those words. And then we're doing everything from the heart. Beloved, I wish that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So prosperity on the mental side, the emotional side, the physical side is important. Prosperity on the financial side is important. And you need some good health in there, right? Well, Jesus Christ is a complete savior. By his stripes, you were healed. And, you know, I know God's healing people even as I speak right now. You know, when the words are being spoken, these words are quick and powerful and living energy. It's cutting through matter. It's cutting through negatives. Right? It's driving off devil spirits. It's driving off paradigms that people have in their minds. And that God is a God of deliverance. He knows your hearts, your minds, your faults. He knows your struggles. He knows your desires. And God says, come to me, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Let me just read something. Just come to my mind. And let me just get it up on my app. And it's just a very simple scripture. We all know it, but I'm going to read it. Let's just read it. And it's an Old Testament record. There we go. Went to the wrong one. Okay. 29. Let's read it. Like, if you look through the scriptures, God is so for you, even through the beginning to the end. He's so for you. He so wants you to succeed. He's given you everything. He's given us everything that we need. And so we've got to reckon this old man dead. The old life that we live is dead. It's gone. You've got to let it go. God's got a new path for you. In fact, you're on plan with God. You've got to stay on plan with God. Go into this fellowship, go into that fellowship, go into that fellowship. We'll get you confused. Stay where God wants you to connect. Number one thing, when you know where God wants you to connect, that's where you stay, because that's where you're going to flourish. That's when you grow. That's where God's planted you, so to speak. God has put every member in the body of Christ where it's pleasing, because he knows you're going to prosper. He knows you're going to flourish. He knows you're going to walk by the Spirit. He knows you're going to bring glory to him by preaching the gospel of Christ. So anyway, Jeremiah, let's read it, guys. Jeremiah 29, verse 7. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, and they're terrible. Thoughts of destruction for you. Thoughts of, no. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. When you look at the life of Job, you know, he was a prosperous man in all of the East. He had integrity. He was a good and upright man. But he had this failing, you know, he was fearing, and he was saying these things, you know, and it opened up the door for the adversary to come in and rack and ruin, right? But not everything. And God blessed him doubly at the end of his life, right? You know, look at Moses, he went through that first time he was called, he messed it up. But what happened? You know, God restored it, right? God is a God restorer. God is restorer. Even the wasted years that you've had as a believer, you know, your desire to move and see great growth, God's going to restore it, and he's going to double everything up, treble everything up, 3,000 times. God is a God of abundance. We got to really kind of get our thinking bigger. He does it seemingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace. And when you've got peace, then you've got real believing, right? And not of evil, to give you an expected end. Other translations, to give you hope and a future, right? God has a hope for you in the future. Even right now, whatever you've gone through, whatever you've suffered, whether you've caused it, somebody else has caused it, God is there for you. He's going to repair it all. He's going to do so much that you forget those times, right? Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. So God wants you to sit down with him. Father, what's the direction you really got for me? What's my purpose? I know there's something bigger than what I'm actually living right now. Give it to me. Show me. Lead me into it. Guide me into it. I want it now. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And that's where God got me, where I'm willing to do whatever God wants me to do, whatever it takes to see this wonderful glory of people coming from darkness to light, to see great growth. And listen, it's not about, I'm not trying to build a ministry here, not at all. I want to see people be born again. Follow the encouragement that God's given them. Connect them to God. Let them walk with God. And let them increase. Let them have great increase of people and laborers. This is how the word moves. I'm not interested in building a ministry. It's too much. Like, this is great right now, you know. And so you can start your fellowship. Whatever you desire, you can do anything with God. You know, you don't have to, go to biblical seminars or anything like that to start. Just begin with God. And it says, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search me with all your heart. You need to search God with all your heart. Get honest. Lay everything else aside. Father, what is it? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And you can do anything. The only thing that stops you doing anything is fear in yourself. You're ready to go, believers. You're all geared up, babe. You just don't realize the equipment you've got and the one that's behind it. Right, our commander-in-chief, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the creator of the heaven and the earth. You're ready to go. You are powerful, baby. You're blessed. You're a shining light. You've got to believe these things. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you thinking about yourself? Well, everything goes wrong for me. I've had so much tragedy. I've had so many things happen. You've got to forget that now. It's gone. You can't do anything about that now. But God says, now, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? God's putting the desires in your heart. And here, bring them to pass as you go to him. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you. So he's like, see, if you're in a captivity right now because of thoughts, feelings, emotions, and the things that have happened to you, God says, come to me. Seek me of all your heart. Sit down with me. Tell me everything. Just lay it all out there. Pour out your heart to me. And what do you want to do with me? And I'll do it. I'll help you do it. But you've got to listen. You've got to listen. You've got to be willing to do. You've got to be willing to forsake the things that you hold dear to that are not profit in your life. And God will help you in all these things. It's not that we got to try and struggle to do that. Just say, God, lead me. God, guide me. I want this. Put your desires in my heart. Lead the way, Father. I know that you are the God of abundance. I know that you are the God of deliverance. You are the God and the Father of lights, and who knows no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is for you, and you are beautiful. You really are beautiful and precious. What if anyone's ever talked bad against you, put you down, forgive them, move on. Because God says you are his beloved. God loves you. You are very valuable. No matter what's happened to you, you're delivered now. You're healed. God says, be still. Know that I am God. I am with you. I'm working in your circumstances. Right now, God is working in all your circumstances. All he wants is a willing heart to do the things that he puts in your heart, following the encouragement that's going to bring you good success with God. Because he wants all of us to have good success, just like he did with Joshua. He told Joshua, no, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. And thou shalt mutter it day and night. Like that, this mutter means like, thou shalt meditate. This word meditate means to mutter. Joseph had to speak these things. And it wasn't like he was speaking out. He's saying it to himself. We say God's word to ourselves. And it also means imagination. Because words paint pictures. It paints your imagination. What I'm saying now, if you're listening and you're receiving, it should be painting great pictures of what God can do for you, our mighty God. And that when we go to him, he's going to do great things for us. So Joshua had to meditate, speak the word to himself. And it was building up the mind pictures of this whole land before me, wherever I put my foot is mine. And then he believed it. He was saying it and believed it. So the more you say God's words out of your mouth, the confessions, the more you'll start to really believe it's going deep down. And then you're saying it, and then faith comes by hearing. And when it's coming out of your own mouth, you're really going to believe it, aren't you? So God is with you. God is for you. You are fantastic. You are successful. God's got millions of laborers lined up. They're there. They're there. Go and claim yours. Father, give me that one person that's equal to a billion. And you send me the plane load of ready-to-go laborers from all over the world to my airport. You're the control tower. I'm the airport. Lead them here, Father. I want the best laborers. The best laborers are the ones that receive your words gladly and do the things that they're encouraged. So anyway, I won't going to share them again, but that's what just comes to my heart.